KJAN Sports.
It is time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, Megan Gustafson scored 26 points in the first half as she finished with 45 Sunday to lead number 10 Iowa past number 8 Maryland 90-76 for the first Big Ten tournament title for the Hawkeyes since 2001. It's the longest gap between conference crowns since the tourney became an annual event in 1995. The Hawkeyes also claimed the league's automatic NCAA tournament bid with a victory over the Big Ten's regular season champion. Gustafson's point total was the second most in tourney history, trailing only her 48-point performance in a quarterfinal loss to Minnesota last year. Kayla Charles scored a career-high 36 points and grabbed 9 rebounds for the Terrapins, who lost for just the second time in 14 games, both to Iowa, and this time largely because of Gustafson's incredible start. The two-time Conference Player of the Year, who was named the tournament's most outstanding player, went 10 of 14 from the field and drew 7 fouls in the first half. The Hawkeyes have won 5 straight, 10 of 11, while Gustafson's dominance inside this weekend should be a major concern for whomever Iowa plays in the NCAA tournament. The Hawkeyes also demonstrated they can use her presence to free up her teammates. That could make for a wicked postseason combination. Gustafson also had 10 rebounds to extend her own conference record for career double-doubles to 85 and her single-season school record to 31. She finished 17 of 24 from the field and 11 of 14 at the free throw line. Tania Davis added 14 points. Kathleen Doyle had 13, while Mackenzie Meyer and Alexis Civilian each had 5 assists for the Hawkeyes, who improved to 26-6 and now await their NCAA tournament seeding. Alexa Middleton scored 24 points. Bridget Carlton and Ashley Jones had double-doubles, and number 19 Iowa State took control down the stretch on Sunday to defeat number 21 Texas in the Big 12 Conference Tournament semifinals. The second-seeded Cyclones, winners of 5 straight, faced number 1 Baylor Monday night in their first championship game appearance since 2013. Carlton, the Big 12 Player of the Year, had 17 points and 10 rebounds, while Jones added 13 points and 12 boards. Cyclones are 25-7 coming into tonight's matchup against Baylor. That'll be an 8 o'clock tip time in Oklahoma City. Amir Harris scored the go-ahead layup with 10 seconds left. And a blocked shot on Jordan Bohannon's three-pointer try at the buzzer allowed Nebraska to come back from a 9-point deficit in the last minute of regulation to beat Iowa 93-91 in overtime Sunday. The win might have served as an emotional send-off for Cornhuskers coach Tim Miles, whose future at Nebraska is in serious doubt after his team's free fall in the second half of the season. The loss in Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey's return from a 2-game suspension was the 4th in a row for the Hawkeyes. Nebraska, which had lost 11 of its previous 13 games, trailed by as many as 16 points in the second half and by 9 with just 50 seconds left. The Huskers made 9 shots in a row and 10 of their last 11 in regulation, with Watson making three-pointers 3 different times and Palmer knocking down 2 before Palmer tied it at 81-all with his baseline drive with 8 seconds left. Luka Garza matched his career high with 25 points and Jordan Bohannon had 20 for the Hawks. When it was over, the 12,000 fans who watched so much bad basketball at Pinnacle Bank Arena were on their feet, and Nebraska players were at center court dancing as Miles made his way back to the locker room to cheers and high fives. A 19-3 run over the halves turned a 28-all tie into a 47-31 Iowa lead, and the Hawkeyes looked ready to win going away. Their offense didn't go dormant. Nebraska just kept pushing. Iowa, which made 9 of 10 free throws in the last minute of regulation, seemed almost powerless to stop an inspired Nebraska team. The Hawkeyes looked as if they were on their way to a feel-good win after seeing their potential NCAA tournament seeding go south following 3 straight losses and 6 in their previous 11 games, but they couldn't get it done yesterday. Iowa falls now to 21-10 on the year. They're 10-10 in the Big Ten, and they'll get ready for Big Ten tournament play on Thursday. They'll face off against either Illinois or Northwestern in their first game in the tourney. Bradley rallied from an 18-point deficit in the second half and earned its first NCAA tournament berth since 2006, beating Northern Iowa 57-54 Sunday in the Missouri Valley Conference Championship game. Elijah Child scored 16 points, and Dwayne Lodier-Agunlier added 13 for 5th-seeded Bradley. The Braves advanced to the NCAA tournament for the 9th time overall. In their last appearance as a 13th seed, they beat Kansas and Pittsburgh before losing to Memphis. A.J. Green led 6th-seeded Northern Iowa with 23 points. UNI was 8 of 20 from 3-point range and has made at least 1 3-pointer in 628 consecutive games. That's the longest streak among Missouri Valley Conference teams. In top 25 men's college hoops, the 12th-ranked Houston Cougars are finally able to celebrate a regular season conference title. The Cougars are the American Athletic Conference champs after Corey Davis Jr. delivered a career-high 31 points in an 85-69 win at number 20 Cincinnati on Sunday. Khalil Iverson had a career-high 22 points on 10 of 14 shooting and grabbed 14 rebounds as number 21 Wisconsin outlasted Ohio State 73-67 in overtime. Number 22 Wofford has moved into the Southern Conference title game by knocking off East Tennessee State 81-72. A top-rated Northwest Missouri State University men's basketball team became the first MIAA school to win four straight tournament championship titles as they picked up a win over Washburn University on Sunday, 82-53. That 29-point difference is the largest ever in a tournament championship game in that conference. Northwest shot 51% from the field and made 14 three-pointers as redshirt freshman Trevor Hudgens scored a game-high 27 points and had 8 assists. Senior Joey Wittes had 25 points. He did a lot of the work in the first half as he had 18 points in the first 20 minutes. Ryan Hawkins had 8 points, 4 rebounds, and a steal, helping out the Bearcats' effort as they move to 32-0. The NCAA Division II selection show is up tonight on NCAA.com. The Bearcats look to be one of the top seeds in that tournament. Well, Texas Tech star Jarrett Culver has been voted Big 12 Player of the Year, and Coach Chris Beard has been honored as Coach of the Year after the Red Raiders shared the regular season title with Kansas State. The league announced its awards on Sunday. The Wildcats' Barry Brown was voted Defensive Player of the Year, while Dedrick Lawson of Kansas was the Newcomer of the Year. Jackson Hayes of Texas was Freshman of the Year. Lindell Wigginton of Iowa State was the best sixth man, and Christian Doolittle of Oklahoma was the most improved player. Culver, Brown, and Lawson were unanimous first-team All-Big 12 selections in voting conducted by the league's coaches, and they were joined in the first team by Kansas State's Dean Wade and Iowa State's Mariel Shayok. Hayes was joined on the second team by Texas Tech's Matt Mooney, West Virginia's Derek Culver, Makai Mason of Baylor, and Desmond Bain of TCU. Well, Penn State won the Big 12 Wrestling Championship with a team score of 157.5. That's their sixth Big Ten championship and first since 2016. The Nittany Lions paced the field with five individual champs. Ohio State was second with 122.5 points. Iowa placed third with 107.5. Minnesota was fourth and Nebraska was fifth. Iowa's Alex Marinelli joined Penn State's Jason Nall for earning outstanding co-wrestlers of the championship. Marinelli was the only conference champ from Iowa, winning the 165-pound championship in a 9-3 decision over top-seeded Vincenzo Joseph of Penn State. Other top finishers for the Hawkeyes included Spencer Lee, who was the runner-up at 125. Pat Lugo was third at 149. Jacob Warner, third at 197. Austin DeSanto was fourth at 133. Caleb Young was fourth at 157. And Cash Wilkie was fifth at 184. Iowa State scored 114.5 points to finish second in the Big 12 standings behind seven-time champion Oklahoma State's 158 points. Northern Iowa ended up third with 82 points in that tournament. Iowa State's Chase Straw was the 157-pound champ, while Northern Iowa's Drew Foster was the champ at 184 pounds in the Big 12. All 10 Cyclone wrestlers placed in the top six at their weights. Nine of those 10 are automatic qualifiers for the NCAAs. Northern Iowa had seven place winners, including two finalists in that tournament over the weekend. In racing, Kyle Busch tracked down pole sitter Ryan Blaney before completing a victory in NASCAR's Cup Series race near Phoenix. Busch passed Blaney with 16 laps to go before completing a weekend sweep at ISM Raceway in Avondale one day after taking the Xfinity race. The back-to-back wins gave him 199 in NASCAR's top three series. Busch has won three times in the desert, including the playoff race last fall. Martin Truex Jr. finished second, followed by Blaney, Eric Almirola, and Denny Hamlin. Francesco Molinari made an impressive Sunday push to win the PGA's Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill. The reigning British Open champ rolled in a 45-foot birdie putt on the final hole to cap an 8-under-64 to give him a two-stroke victory. And in NFL news, the Chiefs have released veteran linebacker Justin Houston after they were unable to work out a trade. That frees up $14 million in much-needed salary cap space. The 30-year-old Houston signed a $101 million six-year deal with the Chiefs in 2015 that at the time was a record for a defensive player. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.